Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production and co-host, making his triumphant return, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And, of course, the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you? How did you handle the heat this weekend?
I mowed a lot. I did not do the smart thing this weekend. I was mowing so much that I came in and I see my fur brother Sam, and he's just looking at me like, well, I'm not even going out there.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
So you sweat a lot this weekend is what you're saying. You lost a lot of water weight.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. You know, I sought out the free AC. I went up to Lake Superior. And let me tell you, I was in Ironwood, Michigan, and it was, 92 degrees. In just 20 minutes, going down the hill, all that, towards the lake, it went from 92 to 55 degrees.
Whoa.
Nice.
Cooler by the lake.
I was in a bikini, ready for a suntan, and then I needed the hoodie by the time I got.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that's rough. That ain't right. That's rough.
Did you get in the water, though?
I tried. I could only get about knee deep because the water was even colder. I did not sweat at all, honestly.
But you got to try. I hear you. You got to try.
Lake Superior is not usually good till August. It takes a while for it to warm up, yeah.
It sure does. But I thought, 90s, feeling like 100 degrees, this would be the time I want that icy cold water.
Oh, too icy cold.
What is it looking like around here this week?
So we do have some free AC on the way. A cold front is moving through. It's already in the northwestern parts of the state, so it's going to take our heat away. The heat advisory goes till about 7 o'clock this evening. Still looking at temperatures hitting about 87, probably feeling more like the upper 90s. I mean, it's already, 82 degrees right now at 9 a.m. So
I'm holding really a steady 84 in my apartment right now.
Nice.
Wow. Oh, gross. Yes, so some relief on the way. Good news, but of course it's going to drag in some bad news with it. Storms. You can never have this high heat and humidity and a cold front hit it without storms sparking, and usually they're strong to severe. So this looks like around 4 to 5 o'clock the storms start to approach us in central Wisconsin. At first, the risk is going to be tornadoes possible and large hail. But as it starts to line out along the front, it's going to turn into more of a wind event, like 60, 70-mile-per-hour winds are possible. So we're kind of in the middle of it all. We could see the stronger side still, or we could be on the edge where it's lining out and just a wind threat. This is, again, this evening, probably around 5, 6 o'clock or so. It only lasts till about dark, and then it fizzles out and it's gone. Plus, it's going to be moving southeast. So just a couple of hours of storms. But the rainfall is going to be torrential. We're looking at around 1 to 2 inches just today. And then tomorrow, the front stalls and sits over the state. So we've got more showers and storms that are going to be moving through tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. So flooding becomes a big concern as we go midweek and closing the week out. So don't forget the umbrellas. And it's going to cool down. Highs in the 70s. For the rest of the week after today.
All right. We appreciate that, Brittany. Thanks so much for the update. We feel that much stronger about taking on the week with Mother Nature. And you have a good one, Britt. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the way for you, everybody. We're going to dive into that. And we're also going to get into a couple of other fun topics. Wearing the color green can make you less anxious. We will talk about that.
Need to wear more green, I guess.
The top 10 minor annoyances that stress us out. We'll go into that one. We are going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour the way we like to around here with the kitchens open. Looking forward to Beth joining us for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a good one lined up for you. We have some bunch of entertainment news to dive into. Also want to get into a fun one. What's the weirdest productivity hack that actually worked for you?
Okay.
We'll get into that for you all. But I would like to catch up with you guys about the weekend as well. In a minute, I want to talk with you, Melissa, about Cranberry Blossom Fest, how that went for you guys this weekend. But Seth, I got to start off with a bit of a correction here. For the last week, I have been telling the audience that Seth was gone trying to chase down his minor league baseball dreams. I was way off on this. I did not have that right. I'm so sorry, man. I misjudged the situation. I should have probably talked to you about what you were actually doing. I just assumed.
It was ping pong ball championships.
Oh, good guess. Good guess.
Well, no, you're both wrong. I was actually in Cleveland last week. I could not try out for the team. The Guardians were out of town, you know, which they seem to. Every time I go to Cleveland, I'm like, hey, we should catch a Guardians game. They're always out of town for some reason. I don't know. But we were there, you know, family get together on Beth's side. My father-in-law is celebrating a big birthday this year. So we were doing a little early, having a little family vacation. But when you're in Cleveland, you know, certain things that you need to do, especially, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Of course, we went there. Beth and I were also able to catch a performance of Hamilton while we were there as well.
Really?
Which was really cool. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Very cool. Good to hear.
A little late anniversary date for us on that one. So
nice.
And this is now you've been to a couple of Hall of Fames, right?
I've been to like baseball, football. I've been to this second time. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The first time I didn't get to enjoy it as much because I had a very small child with me. I had to kind of keep an eye on him. Luckily, this time he was a lot bigger and he had a blast.
Cool.
He loved it.
Oh, good.
I thought it was really cool.
Very cool. And you'd recommend?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. They have different exhibits. You know, ones that they you know, special ones that they mm-hmm. have throughout the years. This right now, the special exhibit they have is a SNL 50th anniversary music. Of course, it's always a big part of Saturday Night Live, all the live bands, and they've got a really cool exhibit of costumes, you know, call sheets, scripts, all kinds of stuff from that. And they had this giant video of mashups of all these performances put together, which was really cool. As you know, as a producer and editor, that's the part that really got me. I was like, wow, how did they do this? It's really amazing. They lined up all these songs together. That's really cool.
A few times I've been more jealous of somebody when I saw that text from you. That's really cool.
It was a lot of fun.
And next time you're in Cleveland, everybody, be sure to check that out.
Absolutely do that.
And Melissa, we all had fun this weekend with the Cranberry Blossom Fest. I got to see a little bit of the carnival yesterday. That was fantastic. I am a little kid. Every time I see a fire truck, I really am. Even just seeing it yesterday, it immediately was a little kid again.
Did you get one of the little plastic hats, though?
No, I didn't. Dang it. The kids deserve them more than me. But one day I will get one of those. We had fun with our broadcast this weekend as well.
It was a full team effort, and even Beth and Seth were back in time to help out with it, too. Everybody was on deck. Michael was there. Pam and I started out the live broadcast. Everybody assisted getting things over there and set up, and the heart of Wisconsin, I gotta say, the chamber had everything so smooth.
They did.
It was such a slick production to get pulled in, unload, pull out, and get the vehicle parked so we could set up. And then the broadcast was great. It was the heat was a little challenging, but what became more challenging as the day went on was the wind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When that picked up,
When it picked up and it started gusting really bad, we were literally hanging on to the tent poles and neighboring tent poles to try to help keep vendor tents from flying away and displays from tipping over. But it was wonderful to see everybody helping everybody else and just doing our best to get through as much of it as we could. A few vendors did pack up and leave early because, man, especially in a couple spots on that street, the wind was just brutal.
Mm-hmm. I feel for those.
Not as bad as what happened in Hayward.
So. No.
Yeah.
Our hearts go out to them.
I do feel for those vendors, certainly. Mm-hmm. I don't make light of that by any means, of course. But I will say that just sitting here listening to you guys a little bit, you know, as we were waiting in between breaks and everything, and boy, did I have fun playing DJ this weekend.
Yes.
I had a lot of fun doing that.
We appreciated you being on the board.
Yes, it was great.
It was great not only hearing all the interactions with everybody, but when I did hear some things like that going on, hearing so many people coming in helping and not everybody knew each other. Not everybody was doing like a friend helping a friend or something. This was strangers helping strangers a lot of times.
And even, even people who were just there as attendees were like, oh, grabbing stuff. And, and if, as it was flying away, they were catching it or stepping on, you know, paper plastic bags that were going by. Everybody's there was one young man. So I took Quinn and we got some food and we were sitting on the grass on the other side. And a wind came up and it knocked over the two big, like the trash and the recycling bins, just knocked them right over.
Wow.
And this young man stopped on his bicycle. I mean, I would guess he was probably anywhere between 12 and 14 would be my guess. And or maybe even a little younger than that. And he, nobody was with him, and he just stopped, and he picked them up and put them back where they belonged. And
wow.
And then rode away.
Was nice.
Like, oh, nice young man. Good job.
When it comes to me, you know, this is one of the better examples we have of our community, the Cranberry Blossom Fest. You bring in so many different businesses and different people, different walks of life. There's so much to do. That is the example of our community.
Right.
What people stepping up, people helping each other out, doing those things. It's maybe the best example, along with all this other stuff that happened over the weekend. It was really cool. Congratulations to everybody for pulling this off and doing this again. You know, it's not easy. I was trying to get an update on the duck drop for the Cranberry Blossom Fest. Due to the river conditions, the drop did not happen. They did draw for the winter at 2:30.
Okay,
it looks like.
The river was really choppy yesterday.
Yeah, I was wondering how that would go.
It was choppy.
I'm not seeing if they if they're going to bring it do it again or not or anything like that. It doesn't look like they were able to reschedule it, but that's you know, disappointing. But otherwise, very successful weekend. Congratulations to everybody this weekend. Now we start gearing up and looking ahead to not only some other fun events that we have going on, but in no time we'll have that state water ski show tournament going on.
Yes, so the 4th of July coming up and all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
such a busy weekend, a busy summer around here every summer, and just enjoy it, everybody. Because man, does it go by quick?
It does.
We're almost done with June. Like did anybody?
I looked
at the calendar today.
Stop blinking, James.
Yes. Just everybody, no blinking. Just enjoy and stick around. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. It is Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you on the morning show at WFHR.
It's a celebration.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We sing it to celebrate all of you and talk about our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Treat yourself. Get on over there, everybody. I shouldn't have done the deep voice thing. My voice
now
is
you just ruined yourself. You ruined yourself.
And also, if you do head over there, they won't be open, but there is the food truck lot there today. So you can get coffee from Rustic Road Coffee. The Daily Special, Yum House, and El Sembrador will be open at 11.
Nice.
Nicely done with the pronunciation there,
that was
too.
Very good, yes.
And
what a booster Melissa is for Port Edwards.
I really want to try in that coffee. I really want to try that place. That sounds great. Head on over there tomorrow to El Cafe, but check out those food trucks today, everybody.
Yeah, this is the second week of them trying this new food truck lot.
That's very cool.
It's happening there on Market Street. So it's cool. I want to get down there and check it out.
Awesome. I really dig that. And I have to say, too, two real quick notes here. One, a shout out to El Cafe doing things like that. It's part of the reason why we love working with them. They really do buy local, support local. We encourage you to do the same for them. But I've had a couple of Port Edwards people in the last couple of weeks for Rapids Report and everything. Things are going really well over there. Like, they're very excited about the Port Edwards community and everything. That's fun to hear. It's really cool to hear. Very deserving, too. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. You can email them to us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Encourage you to join the conversation. Looking forward to hanging out and talking with each and every one of you. We have a great list today, but we only have one person that can qualify on the list, so neither of you have to work this segment.
All right.
Seth, you don't get to do it.
Ease me back into it. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
First up, I want to say a very happy anniversary to our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. It was on this day in 2021 that WIRI became country legends, was country and all of that.
Yes.
Whoa.
4 years. Amazing.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Really is. That's the only word that can describe it, Melissa, crazy, because that does not seem right.
No.
It's wild to me.
It's crazy.
Nice. Oh, well done. Very well done. Congratulations to all the fans of that station, too, because you guys have made us the second most popular country station around here. Man.
Yes.
That's incredible.
We got to see a lot of those fans at the Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Yes, that's right. I had to inform someone I was standing with at the parade yesterday who saw, one of our competitors, cars drive by, and I was like, well, our ratings are better than theirs. That's right.
I appreciate you all out there. And we want to say a very happy birthday to Civic Media's own Darla Isham.
Oh.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Darla.
Happy birthday, Darla.
I think she's up in Park Falls.
Yes. Working very hard over there in Park Falls.
She manages a couple of the Western stations in Wisconsin for us, so she does an excellent job.
Big shout out to all of our friends in Park Falls. Love listening to them. Love the work that they're doing over there. Big good morning to all of them out there, and a happy birthday to Darla. And a very happy birthday to our one qualifier here, it's Hannah Sanders.
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Hannah, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, have a great day, Hannah.
Wishing you a good day. Let's take a look at who you share your birthdays with. Melissa Rauch. I never know how to say her last name.
Rauch. I don't know.
She's 45.
She is?
I would never have guessed that. Never. She's mid-30s, early 30s or something like that. Bernadette on The Big Bang Theory is where she got her big break and that wonderful voice. Did a great job with it. I thought her voice was fantastic for that. But I really enjoyed it. I didn't get to watch. I watched the first season of the revamp of Night Court. Because that was her on that, I believe.
Yes, you were correct. She was Harry's daughter,
Now, that just got canceled, unfortunately. I was very disheartened to hear that. But it got 3 seasons, and to her credit, I mean, she really carried that show.
She did.
Really did a great job. She can lead a show. I think that she's got a great future, and I really like her as an actor.
Very different character as well than the one she played on Big Bang. This should be noted, too.
It is a good note, because she played... that show meant a lot to me, the original Night Court.
Yep.
And Harry Anderson meant a lot to me, and she played the daughter of Harry Anderson, and I went into it very like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this or anything. She was so, like, I don't know if she went back and, like, tried to be like him or not, but in little touches, it almost felt like she was his kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, darn, I didn't expect that.
She did a good job with that. She really did.
She's very good. I like her.
And it looks like the pronunciation is Rosh.
Rosh.
Oh,
okay, we'll get it right one of these days.
That makes sense now that you hear it out. Thank you, Melissa. One of the best football players I've ever seen in my life, LaDainian Tomlinson, is 46.
Wow. Yeah, it's true.
Ranks 7th in the NFL history in rushing yards, 2nd in rushing touchdowns, and 3rd in total touchdowns.
I mean, he could catch a pass. People forget about that, too. He was really good.
He was so much fun
to
watch.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, man, I love those backs, those dual backs. They're my favorite. Love it. Jason Mraz is 48. The Remedy.
He's had several hits, yeah.
A couple of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Tunstall is 50. Suddenly I See, and
She's a good singer.
I forgot about her. Yeah, she's good.
Suddenly I See.
She's good. I did not know she was Scottish.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
wow, that's cool.
Scottish singer. Joel Egerton is 51. Jason on Dark Matter. Uncle Owen in Obi-Wan. He's Chris Pratt's team leader in Zero Dark 30. He was in Red Sparrow. The handler in Red Sparrow.
Okay.
He's had a lot of character work.
Yes, he has.
The great Selma Blair is 53 today.
Wow.
Dr. Kate Wales in Anger Management. Liz in the Hellboy movies, I imagine, is one of the ones she got a lot of notoriety.
Those were fun movies, yeah.
And as great of an actor as she is, I really like her as an actor. Her best work has been off stage. She's back in 2018, she revealed that she's been struggling with MS and has been a real, I hate to say face of that or anything, but she's done a lot of good work on that front.
Shined a light on it, yeah.
Really has.
Yeah.
This is going to bring a lot of people back. Chico DeBarge is 59 today.
Oh, good Lord.
That's crazy.
DeBarge, oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Not mentioning him. Frances McDormand, because I want to spend time on Frances McDormand.
Yes.
She is 68 today. Now, if there is a Coen Brothers movie, you're going to see her in it.
Yes.
That's just the way it works. That she's married to...
is it Ethan or Joel? I can't remember which one she's married to.
Joel.
Is it Joel? She's married to Joel.
It's Joel. All right. I'm almost positive.
Now, you are correct.
Okay, good.
Good job.
Thank goodness. I was. This is one of
those... your Coen brother card there.
Is there any chance of her hearing this? Probably not.
No.
But on the off chance she might, of all the people I don't want to insult, she's way up on the top of the list, man. She came to prominence in Fargo.
Yes.
And
Marge Gunderson, yep. Mm-hmm.
And I still, it's really hard for me to say this because she only does good work, but I still think it's her best work. Mm-hmm. There's something about seeing her pregnant in the snow, trudging around or something, and just that was so believable and somehow relatable to a man. Like that, I there's no reason I should be able to relate to any of that, but there was parts of her character that were so relatable.
Such a good performance.
Yeah. Was the accent a little heavy at parts? Yes, that was intended.
Yes,
it was. I don't think people realize enough the Coen Brothers' dark sense of comedy and some of that with what they did with those characters and everything.
That's true.
And not to mention, so 2-time Academy Award winner for Best Actress, Fargo, 3 more Billboards. Almost famous. I don't know that you could find a work of hers that wasn't good. She recently did a Shakespeare piece that a lot of people were very hesitant. Oh, how is she going to be in this and everything? She killed it. She hung with Denzel Washington and everybody. She's an incredible actor.
She could do anything.
Just incredible. Mm-hmm. 68 for her today. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Randy Jackson is 69, American Idol judge.
Oh, yes.
One of his notes is reuniting Journey. But Randy Jackson was a record producer, too, wasn't he?
Before he was on American Idol, he was a producer, yeah.
And also single-handedly killed anybody using the word dog. Nobody uses it anymore. He stopped that because he said it every sentence. I'm telling you, dog. I'm telling you this, dog. That just killed it.
Sorry, Randy.
Nobody does it anymore.
Sorry.
Glenn Danzig is 70. My God, Glenn Danzig, 70. Of course, lead singer of The Misfits.
And Danzig. Yep.
Danzig. Yep. Mother. So many hits.
Mm.
Let's see here. Clarence Thomas, 77, Supreme Court Justice. And June Carter Cash would have been celebrating a birthday today. Aww. Literal country legend.
Mm-hmm.
As he would tell you, there is no Johnny without June.
That's right. From the first family of country, the Carter family, which, I mean, if you know anything, if speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, said no one, they do have a piece on, of course, the roots of rock and roll, and country is one of them, and they do prominently featured is the Carter family, along with the great Jimmy Rogers, but yeah.
The first and main family.
Yes.
You know? Yep. And that you cannot talk about the history of music without the Carter family.
That's right.
And June, wonderfully played by Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about greatest work, Reese's greatest work. And that's saying something. Incredible actor.
Yep.
Underrated actor, Reese Witherspoon. June and her got to, I guess, talk a little or something along those lines or something like that. Or there was something in there where she really was able to do something with that character and do homage to it.
That's great.
I'm a big, big June Carter fan.
Yes, me too.
That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, but we cannot encourage you enough to head on over to El Cafe tomorrow and have some fun. But today, Melissa, they got some food trucks over there.
Yes, they do have some food trucks there today. You can head down right now and get coffee from Rustic Road Coffee until 1 o'clock. The daily special will be 11 to 6, and Yum House and El Sembrador will be there from 11 to 7. And you guys, I saw the menu for Yum House. I might have to go.
You might just have to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Melissa.
It looked yummy.
You are our head of news. I mean, you have to report on stories.
And our main Port Edwards correspondent. Right. Well, yes.
This is the second time they've done this now. So, you know, we got to see if this is popular. If people are showing up, it's important.
Yeah, it is.
I might just have to, you know, and then you guys will pay for my lunch too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely not. What are you, talking about?
Absolutely, we will. And by we, I mean Civic Media.
they can do it. Yeah. We'll let them take care of it.
Stick around. We got Melissa's news coming up along with some sports, Pete's entertainment, and plenty more lined up for you in the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally Grown Radio. Seth, Melissa, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great Monday out there and a good start to your week. And speaking of your week, let's talk about the work week a little bit and job applicants.
Okay.
Quote, the requirements in job listings may be out of control these days. Today's job applicants are making some major demands. Now, real quick, are these major demands or are they just demands? Or are not even demands, I mean just things that they're looking for.
Right.
Right. That either we didn't think we could do, mm-hmm. like our generation, like we didn't just even think like of this, or right. It's just kind of like the balancing out of this, you know, with employees and you know, management. And right. trying to figure this out. I don't know. I think it's an interesting question. This survey asked today's workforce about the, quote, non-negotiable perks they're looking for. And the most important stuff is health benefits and financial security.
Perks.
Yes.
Yeah, these are
That's
perks.
That's not perks. That's
That should be what? Standard.
It should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So here is the list of the things that are non-negotiable with today's job applicants. Mm-hmm. Paid overtime is the top non-negotiable benefit. 76% say it's a must-have. 76. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Paid sick leave is next with 75% saying that's a requirement.
Jeez.
Yes. Number three, comprehensive health insurance packages. Mm. 73% said that one. I think a key part of that is packages, not just health insurance, you know, just
you are right.
taking whatever
yep.
you can get. Mm-hmm. But they want options.
Yep.
They want that.
Yeah, or it's dental and vision. It should all be together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
or
it should be affordable.
It shouldn't be tied to our employment. You know,
that's the other thing.
Other
yeah.
option.
Exactly.
It should just be, you know, national health care.
Right, exactly.
Sorry, that's my opinion.
Agreed.
Totally agreed with
You're
you on that one.
Not alone on that one.
Nope.
401k retirement packages comes up on the list at 67%.
Okay.
Yes.
And at number five, I will say most places I've worked at have had that.
Yes.
Have offered that, I should say. Mm-hmm. Offered that. That's probably the most consistent thing I've been offered in my employment out of all this list so far. And at number five, comprehensive dental packages at 59%. See what Melissa just said.
Exactly.
Further down the list, there's a noticeable difference between men and women. Financial security is the top priority for men. 28% of men consider stock and investment options to be essential compared to 22% of women. 20% of men say that financial planning and counseling is a must-have versus about 15% of women.
Okay.
Women prioritize supportive, inclusive benefits, family needs, and workplace culture.
Ah.
36% of women say that the comprehensive maternity and paternity leave are essential perks.
Oh, yeah. Again, perks.
Yeah, using the word perks in the sentence is not feeling good.
It feels weird, yeah.
27% of men agree. And 30% of women say DEI programs and training are non-negotiable compared to 23% of men.
Oh, wow.
But no one has higher standards than younger Gen Z and millennial workers. 30% of Gen Z professionals are seeking comprehensive 4-day work weeks and comparable work-life balance flexibility.
Mm.
And 18% of Gen Zers, quote, want fun rooms with games like ping pong and recreation areas. 17% of millennials consider nap rooms essential, and 20% of Gen Zers and 14% of millennials say that they need pet-friendly offices.
Oh, interesting. Those are some interesting things.
All of those things would definitely make it more fun to work in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my only catch with those latter things we mentioned there. That I have seen in many times in the business world, especially in certain industries, that they will give you the ping pong table and not the health insurance.
Exactly.
That they will give you this and not give you the real thing.
It's kind of a hand wave, yeah.
We've all experienced this. It's the company that gives you the Christmas bonus, but not the raise. It's this way of doing things.
Or we'll give you a Christmas party, you know,
instead
of a raise or something like that. Yeah.
Which nobody in human history has ever asked for. No employee has ever been like, you know what I'd much rather have than money?
a Christmas party, yeah.
And this is not a shot at businesses.
No.
This is, this is not that. It's just being, standing up for ourselves and everything. And I think a lot of that is happening here. With this, we're again in one of these situations in society where we're trying to fix the boat on the water. It got way out of hand especially in the early 80s, and it never got fixed as far as management and employee. Mm-hmm. We started out with this whole thing of the customer was always right. And then in the early 80s, a lot of business decisions and a lot of things that we don't have the time to get into right now mucked all of this up. There was a time in history where it didn't, if you were taking on a full-time job, it was just a given that you had health insurance.
You were right.
Certain things attached to that.
Yep.
The greed of the 80s completely changed all that.
Right.
And because it was always, yes, the customer is always right, and the employee never is. That's the way business was run for the majority of time in the 80s and going into the 90s and so on. And we're trying to fix that now. Mm-hmm. Things went way too far on the other side. Unless you were a part of the top 1%, you're not probably going to disagree with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to do, balance things out right now.
Right.
So, you know, they always tell you, ask for it. You know, the worst they could say is no. So I don't have an issue with people wanting these things or anything mm-hmm. like that. I think a big issue becomes, well, I'm just not going to work then. Well, that's not going to help anybody.
No, that's
that's not a good idea. That's not no. strong. And there is a bit of a concern with the balancing of, hey, what's more important to you, health insurance or nap rooms?
Right, right. And I think most people would, well, and like you said, the percentage, all those first things you mentioned, 70%, you know, high 70% on all of those kind of thing. And that's like, we have to, one of the things that we're trying to figure out right now, I think, as we see what's going on, you know, in the world and where we are in the United States right now, is can we find a way that we can all work together on this, right? We can have businesses that are profitable, but at the same time, they're feeling a need. And like you were referring to, James, they were treating their employees well. Because I think you have good, happy employees, your business is better. That just makes sense, right?
That's,
and then your customers will be happier. And then all around, everything. And that means maybe you do more business. Mm-hmm. And that means the owner or the business owner is happier because they're making more money, that kind of thing. It seems like we are able to do this, walk and chew gum at the same time. And offer some of these things, or like Melissa said, you know, let's take medical care off the table. Let's just give that to everybody, and then businesses don't have to worry about it anymore. Mm-hmm. That seems like a
that
thing
would
they would
change
like.
Things a
right?
Lot.
Yeah.
But the other thing to talk about too is the difference between what the average worker is paid and what the CEOs are paid, mm-hmm. and how that has changed over the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in 1965, the difference was about 10 times as much. CEOs are paid about 10 times as much mm-hmm. as the top wage earners. Now it's 290 times as much.
It's insane. That yeah. is insane.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
And meanwhile, employee income hasn't gone up that much. Nope. And in states nope. like ours, they haven't touched minimum wage since the 90s.
Yeah. It's been well over 20 years.
What
yeah.
world that makes any sense? In what world? Like, are we? Do they just think we're dumb? Do they just think
maybe
we're
they
stupid?
Do.
And we're just the idea that this can be organized or taken care of by local businesses. For one, it shouldn't be on them. And two, that's just not happening. We're just not seeing that. We're seeing more so this push and pull effect between employees and businesses of, hey, I can only hire you for this. Hey, I'm not working for less.
Mm-hmm.
And this push and pull that's not helping anybody. I don't know.
They're complaining about not being able to find workers. Well, maybe it's because you're not offering adequate compensation for their work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want anybody not to make it as a business. I don't want anybody to, right. to have to close their doors. And at the same time, this is the world we live in. This is what it is to be an adult and get into and make it and do make adult decisions. And
right.
I love to sing. I love singing. I cannot tell you guys how much I like to sing. I'm not good at it. So no matter how much I may want to do it and everything, right. it would not be a very good idea for me to quit my job and to go try to be a singer. Would not work well.
Right.
I would be on the first. I would only be on American Idol so they could laugh at me.
Right.
That's it. And then you'll never see me again. And who knows where I end
Except
up or anything
in your
like
local
that.
Karaoke bar yes. where you are the star, James Maloff.
this is the life. This is the what it is. I'm sorry that if you wanted to open this business and you don't know how to, you know, make it work business wise or anything. That's the world we live in. Mm-hmm. Like if you can't, to what Melissa's saying, and I think we've all talked about a number of times here, to local businesses, to small businesses, if you can't pay your employees, I don't know that you belong in the game. Like that's just the world we are. This isn't a handout kind of society.
No. Well, and something that I think we need to talk a little bit more about is how important work is, just in general. Because I know people, you know, it's like the work life balance is very important, and I'm not denigrating that at all, because I think that is very important. But work, we have so much to do. Mm-hmm. In this country, in this world, there's work to be done.
Yeah. Yes.
Can we find a way to get the people to the jobs that need to be done right now? We can. I think we can do it. Maybe there's mechanisms that we need to do, and yes, we do need to get the government involved. Sorry, the libertarians. But we do need to get them involved to get these jobs done that need to happen for us to survive. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Because, you know, the important things in society we wouldn't have without government. Look at all the infrastructure in our country that wouldn't have existed without government intervention. The social services that we rely on, like fire departments and first responders. You know, all of those services require some support from an organized government. Yep. We need it.
We take it for granted.
We will be right back after a commercial break. We're looking forward to hanging out with you. We're going to talk about the top annoyances that stress us out.
Government! Sorry.
Number one on the list.
Jeez. Coming you up and your anarchist ways.
Coming up on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got a call coming in. Let's go ahead and take it.
Good. I'm calling about your Google My Business listing.
Oh, dear God. Guys, I got to take this. I got to take this. You guys take the show over.
Google My Business listing.
I was all excited to see a phone call coming. I didn't look over.
Yeah, that's all right.
We appreciate you guys calling up when you do. Feel free to 715-424-2600. Add to the conversation of what are some minor annoyances that really stress you out. Like, the stress doesn't necessarily equal the annoyance, you know? That kind of, it's kind of where we're going with this one today.
Kind of like pet peeves.
Yeah. Right?
That's a good phrase. Good term. Yeah, I like that.
Here are a bunch of them. Someone polled 2,000 people and came up with some answers that they fall into one or two categories. Annoying sounds or annoying people seems to be kind of like the list of things, of stuff on here.
All right.
So so let's see. A knock at the door when you weren't expecting one.
That's annoying. That's surprising.
This sounds like a societal thing. and this is
I blame
happening.
Society.
Well, no, I mean, in a way, it's true, because this goes back to like the 50s when there was the push for everybody to live in their own home and not live in their own little communities and not want people to come by. You are yourself in your own little world and
master of your domain.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a lot to go. We could go delve real deep into that one.
Someone talk to you when you're trying to focus or want silence. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to focus when I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. My brain is just constantly trying to get me to think about anything other than what I'm trying to focus on. It's everything in life. It doesn't matter if I'm reading on Robin Williams. My brain is still getting distracted by other things and stuff. And when people talk to me or things are going on around me, it's very difficult.
It makes it difficult, yeah.
At the same time, look at what I do for a living. Yeah, it's my own fault. I got nobody to blame but my own self. I chose this. Right. Like, nobody's making me do this.
Well, I tell you what, you got to learn that real quick when you live in a household with three people with ADHD. I got to tell you that right now.
I believe that.
You got to learn. Don't interrupt.
You can only imagine. Yeah. let's see here. When the Wi-Fi slows down or cuts out.
Yeah, mostly because you can't do anything about it. That's right. I think it's part of it. You can turn off the router, turn it on. It's not working.
Well, I think
it is annoying.
I mean, when it cuts out, it usually comes back. I kind of look at it as it's a good time to take a break.
Yeah.
See, that's the good side of it. Yes. Unless you were focused on.
Or if you were watching a show or something. But think about back to the time where we had these things called commercial breaks.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean,
commercial like, breaks. What are those?
I had somebody in my life for a while that would get so furious with like the 10-second commercials on Hulu. And it's like, geez, dude, take a chill pill.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
You take a chill pill. Well, I'll go back to the 80s when they had commercials and that phrase. Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
It's bodacious.
totally groovy.
I think this one is probably my number one. Loud chewing.
Yeah,
I knew that was going to be your number
one. It's going to be. It's coming up.
I was going to say that at the top, but I didn't want to ruin your parade there.
Well done. I've talked about that enough. Am I alone on that, though?
There's plenty of people out there that don't like it, yeah.
And that's one of those things where when relationships end, that's something somebody will complain about.
Yes.
You know, like, yes. Now after X number of years, I don't have to listen to him chew anymore.
It's quiet while I eat. It's so quiet.
I had an ex that clicked. Her mouth clicked when she would chew.
Like a TM. What is that? TMJ?
Yeah, yeah. It just, the jaw. Man. Yeah.
Mine does that every once in a great while. I think only I can hear it. And it super annoys me.
Right. My mom has that, or had it. I don't know if she still does, but yeah. And through no fault of their own. It's just something that their mouth does. No. Yeah, right.
So I would never have said anything, right. You know. I don't know.
But still.
When you need to bring back those really long tables, and you each sit at one end. You can't hear anything.
Just to let the audience, like, behind the brain here. You're not even curtain behind the brain. I wouldn't have said that if I wasn't confident that she lives in Europe now. And there's no way she's hearing this. That's how.
That's like, funny.
I ran that through my head real quick, just in case. A phone call you weren't expecting. I think that one
again with the go ahead, James.
No, I think that this one maybe for more so for younger people, because I guess I don't know. Yeah. I don't think that this really rocks us that much. It's maybe a little surprising, like, oh, my phone is actually having a phone call. But I don't know.
This is what the way it was always.
Yeah,
I mean, you didn't have even
that's
before
what phones were for, and they didn't give you any warning.
And there was no like before call ID, before caller ID. Yeah. Even you didn't know who was calling you.
You just had to answer the phone. The studio phone to see who's there.
Exactly. Right, right. Yeah.
But now I get a call from, you know, somebody that's, I would say, younger than me or in the next generation under me, and they're like, I'm sorry I didn't text first.
Like, which is weird.
I mean, it's
for us, I guess that's weird.
I understand why they would say that, but also, I don't know.
I have had so many of my students, they don't even say hello. They start off with that, Melissa. I'm sorry I didn't text first, Mr. Mailoff, but I have to, and this or that or whatever and everything. Yeah. I hadn't even thought of that.
It's just become a societal shift.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Because of
that we communicate now.
The technology we use, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy breathing shows up.
Well, now, come on. That's...
Well, it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
It's all in context, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're at the marathon and everyone's heavy, you're like, stop that heavy breathing. Stop that.
I mean, in certain situations, I'm more worried if it isn't.
Yeah. Exactly.
Moving on. An alarm going off. An alarm going off. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, when it wakes me up in the morning, that annoys the heck out of me.
Yeah. Want to sleep more.
Too many text message dings, like your phone just going crazy. Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, notifications. Yeah, in general.
Yes, because like there's sometimes where I'm part of a group chat and everybody's chiming in and I can't silence it because I'm in my car and it just goes off and it keeps going off and it keeps going. And I can't read it because I'm in my car.
You're driving. Yeah.
And it won't read it for me because it's a group chat. That's the only time it annoys me. Everywhere timeouts, I can just mute it.
Mm-hmm. I have to admit, my family has been just hit hard in the last couple of weeks with a lot of tragedy. And we have a group chat with my cousins and my aunts and uncles and all that. It's a lot of people in there. And I've never been in a part of a chat like that big before. And it doesn't get used very often except for times like this. And I have been dealing with this horrible guilt of like my phone going crazy, and I get mad at my phone for going crazy, and then I realize, oh god, it's my family. I got to check the the text chain and stuff, and it's this weird balance going back and forth with. But I'm the whole many dings on the phone. That one, and your phone going off when you're in a work meeting.
Well, that's on you for not silencing it.
You shouldn't have it going, right?
I think the number one, when you run into someone you'd rather not talk to, I think that's probably for the majority of people, that's the number one. Like you, and I don't even know, like, does anybody have a go-to for like how to get out of that situation? I have to admit, I'm not in it very often, but I when I read the sentence, I'm like, I don't even know how I handle that necessarily.
Right. Well, and how about this? When you're like this happened to me last night. So I was at the grocery store late, and I was picking up some stuff, and then I saw someone I knew that didn't see me. And then you do the calculus.
Yes.
Do I want to speak to this person right now? Right. It's very quick in your head. You know, you're thinking this, or am I in a hurry, or is this? Are they a long talker? How well do I know this person? You know, you do that whole thing, right?
In multi-seconds.
To whether or not you're going to like specifically go up, or if you know, just like you'll go up to say hi, or if you like, well, if I see them around somewhere else in the store and they see me, then we'll say hi or talk and chat a little bit, kind of thing. But it's amazing. Amazing how much that goes through your head in such a quick period of time, whether or not you're going to actually, you know, interact with somebody.
Mm-hmm. You know, the funny thing is, I ran into a few people that I know, I saw them, but I don't think they recognized me because my hair looks different right now. Mm-hmm. And they looked right at me and didn't even acknowledge my presence. But maybe they didn't want to say hi, so I'm not going to judge.
I was just going to say, being on the other side, just a couple months ago, I had somebody that I saw, and I was going to say something. They saw me, and then they looked down right away. They're like, oh. It's
like, or they looked right through you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, that's kind of what happened to me. And I'm like, okay.
They don't recognize you.
The top ways we calm down from a minor annoyance and get calm down a little bit is listening to music. That is the top way people get over annoyances.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
It's soothing.
It puts you in a different frame of mind.
That's right. How often we go to music for so many of these kind of things.
Thank you, music.
Yes, we appreciate you.
In general, we like you, music.
All seven of those notes.
And then go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because it's really cool.
There you go. Full circle.
Boom.
Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have the kitchens open for you. Beth will be joining us for that. We've got a great edition of it. And afterwards, we'll get into some entertainment news. And a little bit later in the hour, I've got the weirdest productivity hack that actually worked for you.
All right.
That should be a fun one.
Sounds like fun.
On the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always...